على آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. One should understand that whatever guidance Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given, it was for well-being in this dunya and akhirah. It was not for the sake of spending time for just actually the sake of theory or actually arguments or actually just presenting a philosophy, but rather everything which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned was for the purpose of well-being in this dunya, worldly life, and akhirah as well. So one should, whenever one listens to or hears a hadith or verse of Quran, one should try to directly link it with your immediate practical life. Only then you will benefit. And if you think the hadith is speaking about someone else, the verse is speaking about someone else, then you won't benefit. Then you will just get some information and that's it. Similarly, the wise people say that you should listen to the speeches of those ulama, those preachers, those scholars, that when they speak, you feel like they're speaking about you. That when the speeches you hear, that it seems that they are, at least maybe if not whole of the speech, but some part, you feel that they are speaking to you. If this is the kind of discourses or speeches or preaching you get, then you benefit. And if they are speaking about someone else and you think they are not about me, obviously you will be there wherever you are and you will never benefit. So firstly, as I say, the Quran, hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the teachings of awliya and scholars. If you want to be the beneficiary, link them to you in some way. When you will link, it's like a wire has been connected through which the current of iman can come, or at least you can receive some rejuvenation in iman or nasiha or regret. If someone feels you guilt, makes you feel guilty, that's a blessing. Some people say this is what they think it is, a negative type trait. Oh, that person makes me feel guilty. Feeling guilty is a blessing, is the beginning of guidance. And if someone makes you feel guilty, and regretful, that is the first inception of tawbah. It is like the first seed which comes in the ground, but the ground needs to be fertile. The ground needs to be fertile, only then something can grow. And to make the ground fertile of the heart, there's something which feeling guilty meaning that you think that you have done something wrong, or there's some thing which needs improving in you. And as some of the mashayikh have said, that when a person sins and they feel bad, they feel regretful, they feel shameful, they feel lethargic, they feel filthy, and remorse, this is ni'mah and a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that will be the catalyst of now the tree of piety and righteousness. So some people who do not have this, their hearts are so hardened that actually you may say they are deprived of this blessing. So sinning and feeling regret and shame and remorse and nidama, is also a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is in'am of Allah. That's the now catalyst, as I'm saying, that will bring the piety out. Because that is like hunger. Many of us think food is a blessing. It's definitely a blessing. Water is a blessing. All the fruits are a blessing. Whatever is edible, eatable, healthy, they are all blessings. But don't forget, do not forget, hunger is also a blessing. Hunger is also a blessing. Ask those people who don't feel hungry, that there is no taste, nor they have any desire to eat. They feel like their stomachs are full, almost. They are satiated. So ask them, sometimes people take digestive medicine or some illnesses, if someone is experiencing that they don't feel hungry. Feeling hungry is a blessing. Because after you feel hungry, then you will look for food. Then you will enjoy food. Then you will look for, then you will work. People who are working and who are earning because they feel hungry. So they want to, that makes them work. That makes them get out of the bed. That makes them actually to do sacrifice. So in spiritual terms, regret and shame and remorse is a hunger. It's like being a hungry, like physically a person is hungry. Spiritually, when you're hungry, it's when you feel regret and remorse. That's a kind of hunger, that's kind of that your inner stomach, your spiritual stomach is demanding something, that I want relief, I want something. And that makes a person to do tawbah. That makes a person to repent. That makes a person to again stand up. So these are also blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person. But a person should use this blessing. If you're feeling hungry, then feed your stomach lawfully. If you're feeling hungry spiritually, you have a feeling of regret, shame, that you are not doing something, you have not done something good, or you missed something which you should be, then try to capitalize on it. Try to cash it, that feeling. And then there is benefit in there. And like in the hadith, Rasulullah said, Nidama is tawbah. Nadam. Nadam means feeling a kind of remorse, a kind of shame, a kind of a person that is not clean inside, that they the feeling when one has actually fallen short of the path of piety and righteousness. Anyway, the teachings of Rasulullah, as I was saying, that they relate to some aspect of human life. And one of the very prominent teachings and the sunnah and the mentioned in the Shama'il of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was saying salam. Now unfortunately, let aside those people who are not actually as practicing praying or religious, no complaint about them, but the people who are somewhat religious, they also do not say the salam in the right way, nor then sometimes say in the right place, and sometimes they don't say in where they should be saying, and nor they appreciate what they are saying. So firstly, one should know that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sunnah, he said, there's great reward in a person who initiates this greetings of peace. That Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Or whatever a person wants to add, wa barakatuh, or just saying assalamu alaikum at least. But your try should be that you are the first one who says this. Who says this? Our people are, they are like silent, like dummies, where someone is walking here and there, and it's as though they are not. Wise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to Sahaba that even a tree comes in between and you meet again, still you should say salam again. And our people are going in the rooms, coming out of the rooms, they are standing, they are sitting as though they are living somewhere else. Meaning, what will any person get from seeing them, that when they don't know even when and where to say salam, what other teaching they will know about Islam? Khamoshi ke saath khade hain, khamoshi ke saath baithe hain. To ye bhi salam mein ek to pehel jo hai, wo bhi sunnat hai karna, pehle salam karna, that to say salam first. And second is, Islam is not for when you have gone on holidays and you come back, or you gone on long trip or come back. Salam is when you go inside a room, when any barrier comes in between you, be it like a wall, be it like a pillar, be it like a room, and like in the household, you are coming from the dining room to the sitting room, from the corridor to again, you've gone upstairs, you're coming downstairs, or you're entering the house, for example, you say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and again. Because it is your own way that you have thought that this is something when you should say when there is a person have come from further away, or person have come from another town, or come after work, etc., etc. While the teaching of the Prophet ﷺ, yes, at that time definitely a person should, that's not an excluded, but included in that is saying first, and secondly, that you should, wherever you are, meaning you have come across out of a room, out of a corridor, out of you may say your bedroom to the sitting room, you say salam. Is not limited to, and you shouldn't consider it limited to actually there. Yeah. Thirdly is that what are you saying to the person? Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala said that Rasulullah advised me that whichever my ummati meets you, say salam. Then our people say salam to only people who they know on the street. People who they know, they will speak to or say salam. Who they don't know, but they know they are Muslim, they just pass along like stranger. Whilst who they know, who is their friend, who is their blood relation, that relationship is weaker, that connection is weaker. Your connection of Islam is stronger with each other. That is more stronger connection. That is more stronger and sound relationship. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. The real brothers are those who are brothers on the way of believing. Others, some they are based on blood relation, physical. They will separate from you. If they are not believers, on the day of judgment, they will be separate from you. In the hell and paradise, there will be separation between believer and disbeliever. And brotherhood of Islam and Iman will be considered. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever you meet from the Muslims, say salam. And what should they say? As I said, they are not saying in between them. Let us say it in the streets. Ye masjid mein main to dekhta rehta hu, masjidon mein log aa rahe hain, kitchen se aa rahe hain masjid mein, masjid se kitchen mein ja rahe hain, toilet se masjid mein aa rahe hain, idhar se udhar salam koi nahi kar rahe, chup karke khade hain, wo baatein kar rahe hain, kya haal hai, ye hai, wo hai, acha ye ya wo, और जो यानी एक सुन्नत थी, मुझे देखते हैं ये जितने मेरे करीब लोग रहते हैं ये जानते हैं भाई मैं रूम से बाहर आता हूं सलाम, फिर मस्जिद में जाता हूं सलाम, लेकिन वो खामोश हैं आते जाते एक दूसरे को, शायद मुझे तो करते ही होंगे लेकिन एक दूसरे को वो नहीं करते, उस तरह ही आराम से बैठे खड़े हैं जैसे जानते ही नहीं। तो ये नबी अलैहिस्सलाम की दिस इज वन ऑफ दी सुन्ना ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह रिगार्डिंग सलाम। एक तो ये है कि उसमें पहल की जाए, दूसरा ये है कि कोई भी बैरियर, व्हेन एनी बैरियर कम्स इन बिटवीन देन यू शुड से सलाम अगेन। एंड थर्डली पीपल हु यू नो और डू नॉट नो यू शुड से सलाम टू देम। एंड फोर्थली वेयर वी शुडंट से सलाम वहां हम सलाम करते हैं, वेयर वी शुडंट से सलाम देयर वी आर डूइंग सलाम। फॉर एग्जाम्पल द शरिया सेज व्हेन समवन इज ईटिंग डोंट से सलाम, वहां जाके करेंगे अस्सलाम वालेकुम वहां नहीं करना। समवन इज डूइंग जिक्र व्हेन यू कम टू द इन द मास्क रीड द दुआ, एंड इफ समवन इंडिविजुअल देयर यू से सलाम टू द इंडिविजुअल who is paying attention to you, but not general people. Not as soon as you step in the mosque loudly, assalamu alaikum. This is not the proper etiquette. The proper etiquette is that you put your right foot into the mosque and say, Bismillahi wa salamu ala rasulillah, Allahumma aftahli abwaab rahmatik. Or Allahumma aftahli abwaab rahmatik. O Allah, open the doors of mercy for me as soon as you enter. बाद में जो है इंडिविजुअली यू कैन से टू समवन, और इफ यू वांट, इफ यू आर सो वेल विशर ऑफ मुस्लिम्स कलेक्टिवली से इट इन द हार्ट, से इट साइलेंटली। सो अ पर्सन इज इन द टॉयलेट, पर्सन इज ईटिंग, पर्सन इज रीडिंग, पर्सन इज रिसाइटिंग, पर्सन इज डूइंग जिक्र, और समवन एक्चुअली इज डूइंग, टू पीपल आर कन्वर्सिंग एज टॉकिंग अबाउट समथिंग, so the other person should silently say or wait, do not come and disturb them. Especially it comes in the majlis, if someone is doing nasiha, you are sitting in the house with brothers, someone is telling you a hadith, someone is telling you a story, someone is just generally giving you advice, and the other person every time come assalam, and then some even do worse, that they start shaking hands with people who are eating, with people who are sitting in a gathering. So these are the some of the etiquettes which one should observe. And fifthly, a person should think, what are they saying when they say salam? What are they saying? You are saying assalamu alaikum. You are saying, oh brother, or when you go into the house, jab ghar mein dakhil hote hain, when you, it is sunnah to say salam. What are you saying to the other person? You are saying that, oh person, oh my household, oh my family, oh my brother or sister, that from myself, your life is at peace, is secure. No physical harm will emanate from me to you. That's what salam means. That no, I'm not brother. When you say salam, it's as though you are saying, promising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is making Allah witness that, oh Allah, his, this brother's life is safe from me. I'm not going to physically harm in any way. Secondly, his property, his money is safe from me. You are giving insurance in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum. The greetings, the dua. That you are saying to the person that you are, your finance, your money, and your property, is safe from me. Your life is safe from me, your property is safe from me. And this is when you are defrauding people, when you are discussing people, you are doing a business deal, you are selling something, you are buying something, you are doing nikah, you are meeting people in a way, and you say salam to them first. And now you have said in front of Allah that your life and property and money and finance is safe, and at the same time in the contract, in your talking, you are trying to defraud them in some way. You are going against the promise which you made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So how can there be barakah in there? How can there be blessing in there? You're turning back on your word completely. You are giving them guarantee and then you are actually now turning back. Third thing which you are saying, that your honor is safe from me. If your honor is safer, meaning I'm not going to do your ghibah, I'm not going to put any allegation in your presence or in your absence. Your honor is safe from me. I'm not going to accuse you of any wrong thing, nor I'm going to plan anything against your family or your in any way which tarnishes a Muslim's honor or reputation, business reputation, financial reputation or honor, you may say. This is all connected with the honor. So you are giving them three guaranteeing that your life, your property and money, and your honor is safe from me. So that's why Rasulullah said that if you say salam frequently, peace will prevail. How will peace prevail? Because you are guaranteeing everyone that you are from peace from me, you are secure from me, you are secure from me. And once you are giving your guarantees, then it is not expected from you that you are going to turn back. That was the true salam. That was the true salam, the true, it is the true greetings. But rather, the Prophet ﷺ said that even, yes, you are giving him peace in a way, and giving him security and guarantee, but you should also, rahmatul, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on him as well. You do whatever you can, just save him from your harm, and give him, try to give him peace, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to even have mercy on him. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him blessing and increase in his honor, increase in his property and ownership, increase in his life. That's what barakah, to increase in his iman, increase in his amal. You are going. And the fourth meaning when you say salam is, you are saying, as peace be upon you. Then this means that I am going to try to safeguard, not only saving the harm of the life of the other person, but I am going to actually do something, whatever is in my ability, to make your physical life and well-being and your health, whatever is in my ability, better for you. I am going to, and that's you know, fifth meaning, I am not only going to save your, for example, business, but my peace will be that actually that I will try to benefit you financially with my ideas, with my mental abilities, or if I have anything to give you, I will try to give you peace positively, in the sense actually by giving you financial advice or actually making your things secure. And also not only I'm going to save your honor, but actually I'm going to make you more honorable in your presence, not but in your absence, that I am going to keep your character in a dignified manner. I am going to preserve it, meaning I am going to praise you after, when you are not present, because praising a Muslim in front of him is not good, but behind him is good. Praising someone in front can harm, because they can develop self-likeness. But praising them actually in their absence is good. That establishes, that cements the honor of a Muslim. Rather, one should protect the honor of Muslim brother and sister in their. There is a great reward in good news mentioned in the hadith, that anyone who protects and who safeguards honor in the absence, when the person is not there and you try to defend the person, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help comes with this person where he will need defending, where he will need, will be very much need in protection, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him. So these are some of the etiquettes, or you may say the sunnahs and the adab, and which we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about salam, actually. And when this is done in a proper way, and done with the right intentions, then alhamdulillah, this will make a person it will train his mind to think positively about Muslim, about another brother, and will stop him thinking negatively, because he's always, if he's saying frequently, he is like working in welfare of a Muslim. So that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he delivered first khutbah in ever khutbah of Jummah in his lifetime, when he migrated from Makkah in Quba or near in the Masjid al-Jummah, which is called. So he said that spread, let salam prevail. Salam meaning this greeting of salam. Because why? Because this has effect. It's not the words only. Assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. If the meaning is not there, if the intention is not there, so it is like, you may say, when you do a contract in the form of nikah, you say, I accept this person as my wife, and the wife say, I accept this person, and your acceptance, you say just qabool, qabiltu, I have accepted, or qabool kiya maine, or I have, those words, imagine the meaning they have behind, that you are accepting responsibility, that I'll protect her honor, I'll provide her financially, and she is also doing like a contract by saying kabool. So, wahan to ek hi lafz hota hai, kabool kiya. Some people even don't say that properly. Lekin ye to assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Isme to kitne lafz hai, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Isme to bahut sari guarantees you are giving. Because, so this reminds you every day, every occasion, that what your relationship with your Muslim brother, with your wife, with your neighbor should be. And this has an overall effect, and it stops you from doing something silly, something sinful, or something trivial. Otherwise, if you are not in this mentality, you've left your mind open, shaitan will play with your mind, and then all kinds of disputes, all kinds of trivial you may say arguments and little over little things, people will be flaring the situations with every nitty gritty. Why is this done? Why is that person? Because the person, his mind is free, and when it's free, then obviously useless things will come. But even by saying salam, it keeps training the mind. It keeps training the mind in a particular way that after some time, the person, alhamdulillah, if he doesn't do anything else, but this also has an effect on his mind and overall thinking, and he becomes a different person. But if he keeps repeating it like a parrot all his life, not much effect will be there. So, isliye hame to namaz to badi dur ki baat hai, roza aur dusra zikr cheezein, to hame to sahi salam hi aa jaye to kitni khair aa jati hai ghar mein, sukunde ki life. وہ بھی ہمیں پتا نہیں اس لیے کہتے ہیں کہ that's why it is said کہ بزرگان دین علماء کے پاس صلحاء کے پاس بیٹھیں اب کسی کو کہیں کہ سلام میں کیا میں نے سیکھنا ہے میں تو روز سلام کرتا ہوں تو بخش اللہ علیہ وسلم لیکن دیکھیں جب سلام کی if the salam is the state that one the basic things one should learn then what to say about other worships other etiquettes and other higher level things which Islam has تو وہ بھی بکوں سے کبھی سمجھ نہیں آئیں گی آپ کو نہ ہی صحابہ نے بک سے سمجھا صحابہ نے بھی ایک ہستی ہے نبی علیہ السلام کی شکل میں جو تھی سمجھا پھر تابعین نے اسی طرح جو ہے اثر کیا مطلب کتابوں میں تو حدیثیں لکھی ہوئی ہیں لیکن اس کی سمجھ کس کو آتی ہے یہ اسی کو آئے گی کہ جس نے صحیح سیکھا ہے ورنہ he will become a self-opinionated person meaning in the sense he will give his own meaning to the verse of Quran, own meaning to the hadith, and actually, rather he will cause chaos, like an if he makes a center or mosque, that will cause even chaos rather than actually any peace in the society, like in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, munafiqeen, or some people, they were known as Muslims, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew what this inner state was, but they constructed a mosque, and in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it was Quran was being revealed, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed them and said that to Rasulullah, go and destroy these mosques. They built it as a mosque. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Masjid-e-Zirar. Masjid-an-Ziraram. Wa-tafariqam bain al-mu'minin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this mosque is causing difference is causing segregation between Muslims. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy even that mosque. But now because the wahi has ended, now we can't actually say to people that you... But really what they have... Many of the centers and many of the mosques, what they are doing is the same thing which Masjid-e Zarar was doing, causing rift and letting Muslims to fight with each other and getting... Instead of fighting against, let's say, zina or corruption or actually, you may say, fraud or sins or evil or kufr or actually the love of dunya, instead of fighting against these things, they are making the Muslims against each other. This is over little things. And these people are doing somewhat similar at a very lower level, but similar to what Masjid-e Zarar and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked Muslims to stay together. So that's why he mentioned this is like a cement. Like a cement makes all the bricks together. Like this building is standing, every brick is actually joined with each other and attached with each other to cement. Similarly, salam, and saying salam in a proper way, if a proper meaning, with intention, with the alertness of mind, serves that as well. It keeps the people, families away. Otherwise, sometimes it's too late when harm happens. When the bomb has exploded now, slowly the bomb was being instructed, Shaitan was making this bomb in the person's mind. Now when it is exploded in the form of physical fighting, killing, divorce, energy, now the bomb has exploded, it's too late now actually. So it needs now to intervene before that it explodes and make it, you may say, inactive. Okay, now we'll just say a few times salam and durood upon Rasulullah because it's the day of Friday and the Prophet alayhi salam mentioned that send durood and salam upon me on this day of light. And also a person should read, try to recite Suratul Kahf. It's a great reward and a great connection a person will feel whole week and many much safety as well.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد السلام عليك يا شفيع المذنبين السلام عليك يا شفيع المذنبين السلام عليك يا شفيع المذنبين السلام عليك يا رحمة للعالمين السلام عليك يا رحمة للعالمين السلام عليك يا رحمة للعالمين. السلام عليك يا خاتم النبيين. 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 السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يا أرحم الراحمين, accept our prayers, our rukus, our prostration, our tasbihat, all the worships which we have done in our entire life, and forgive the wrongdoings and shortcomings in them, and the lackness and shortcoming in intention and ikhlas in them. By your mercy and rahmah and fadl, compensate from whatever is deficiency there is, and accept by your rahmah as well. Ya Rabbal Alameen, grant us peace in this world, peace in ourselves, peace in our houses, peace in our localities, peace in the time of death, peace in the grave, and salam and peace on the day of judgment. And peace and salam and security on the bridge of Sirat, and with your mercy enter us in your best places called Darus Salam, the abode of peace, where people, where your friends and Anbiya and Awliya will be in your company, will be seeing you, will be listening to your speech. And that place you have called Darus Salam, and it is for those people who are peaceful within and peaceful with the, all the outer world. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Malik Yawmiddin, Sallallahu Ala Nabi Al-Ummi Wa Alihi Wa Sahbihi Wa Sallim Taslima, Ameen Wa Rahmatika Ya Allah. Astaghfirullah Al-Nazim Al-Nazim, La Hawla Wa La Quwwata.